Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The death of Minnesota Viking offensive lineman Corey Stringer, I think, has been, I think it's particularly tragic and upsetting. And it can be upsetting to parents of kids who are playing, like, high school football. Marie and I have got two guys that are in high school football. We trust their coaches implicitly, so I don't think that the kids are at risk. I think just when you see the heat and you see the kids out there, especially in the summertime, and all the padding that they wear, you know that there's a chance of danger, and you want to make sure that they're taken care of. This poor guy is 27 years of age. Apparently, he died 15 hours after collapsing on the field. His body temperature was 108 degrees. We have a high school football coach with us. Vernon Dozier, who coaches at Belmar Academy in Glendale, is joining us. And, Coach, thanks for joining us at this late hour. I just wanted to get some comments on the Corey Stringer situation as a football coach. You coached, this is your 29th season, correct?
That is correct. And I can't comment on the Corey Stringer thing, but I will tell you that they are going to, they will probably tell us to back off our training conditions.
I mean, schools across the country will probably begin to reevaluate their football programs in terms of training, won't they?
Well, this summer we're involved in looking at some 100 kids for our soft and varsity squads, and it's hot during the summer, but I can't risk losing kids to this heat.
You've said that you will resign at the end of the season, right?
I'm evaluating my tenure at Belmar Academy, and I'm going to tender my resignation. I cannot guarantee that we're going to put the very best football team out there without running these kids in the heat. And that does not mean that I'm trying to injure anyone's health. I'm just saying that if they're going to tell us to back off, then...
Have you ever lost a kid to the heat? I mean, in 28, this is your 29th season of coaching. Did you ever have a kid die in practice or in a game?
Yes, I have.
You have?
I have, yes.
What were the circumstances surrounding that?
Well, my second year of coaching in 1975, it was hot. We had a boy who had not had enough fluids. He died from heat exhaustion. In 81, we lost one of the great wide receivers in this state. Ricky Nance died in practice. And, of course, we lost Ricky's brother the next season to a football helmet accident.
How many kids? This is during your tenure as a coach?
That is correct, sir, yeah.
How many kids? I mean, over the 29 seasons, was it the three?
You're speaking specifically about my program.
Yeah.
Since 75.
Well, not just since you started coaching, how many kids have died?
Well, we've lost probably around 20 kids.
In 29 seasons?
This is my 29th season.
So you've lost 20 kids in 29 seasons?
Well, 28 years, 28 seasons, because no one's died so far this year. But
doesn't that seem high?
Well, excuse me, but we've won...
I mean, 20 kids have died on your football teams over 28 seasons.
Well, let me finish. We have competed very effectively in our division in probably six or seven of those years. We were considered to be a pretty good bet for the Southern Section Finals in four of those. So I dare you to find another high school coach in the state with that kind of record of consistency and excellence and high expectations.
Well, congratulations on your success, but it's come at the expense of 20 kids dying, don't you think?
Well, do you, I would ask you, sir, the host, do you know anything about football? I mean...
Well, I sat on a bench in high school.
You sat on a bench in high school. My job is not to send these...
Which is not to say that I'm not trying to be a football expert. I guess maybe I'm speaking more as a parent.
Well, my job is not to send these kids out onto a football field to get slaughtered. It's to send these young men out and win.
But 20 kids...
Well, that's not that high. We carry 45 players on our active roster. One kid out of 45. Most high schools in California are going to lose two or three kids a year to some form of heat death or paralysis. Two or three.
Most high schools in the state of California lose two to three kids a year from what?
From some kind of heat exhaustion or paralysis or blindness. So
good. See, I got to tell you something. Maybe I haven't been around football long enough. That to me sounds like a very unacceptable rate of death and injury to kids.
Well, I'm not kidding, but we take our football serious in California.
These are not adult. What, if I could just interrupt, Coach, these are not adult men.
I understand.
These are kids. They're underage kids, and you tell me you're working them to the point where you've had 20 die in 28 seasons of coaching.
Well, that's a record that we could be proud of, actually, because if you talk to people over, for instance, Salvador High and Verdugo, Coach Nyerson, he's coached 21 years. I think they've had four or five kids die a season. The guy is a...
Four or five kids have died a season.
That guy, though, has coached 21 years, and I think they've got 195 wins, 33 losses, three ties. You look at a record of 195, 33, and 3, and I will tell you, and I'm being very serious, I would turn gay for one night to have a record like that.
Yeah, but the bottom line, kids die in football during the summer.
Yes, kids are going to die, but if they are, they're now doing about-face and saying that that's not acceptable. I'm out of coaching because I can't put the best possible product on the field. And they are tying my hands.
By doing what? By asking you to watch the health of these kids? To asking you to not run them?
They are tying my hands. I will tell you this, that when I go and I leave Belmar Academy this season, they will long remember at Belmar that a man such as I once walked the sidelines of Gunderson Stadium. So,
what was your one loss? Well, hold on for a minute. I'm going to give our number out. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Coach Vernon Dozier over at Belmar Academy has said he's going to quit after this season with what he foresees as hand tying because of the death of Corey Stringer. But he said over 28 seasons he's had 20 kids die from heat exhaustion, paralysis, or suffer some form of blindness. Is it me, Coach?
I think it is. I don't think you've been around football. I'm a football coach. My whole life has been football.
And does this happen in the pros?
I don't know. I imagine the pros have a few people die through the... a lot of those guys will die from drug overdoses. So you don't... when you look at the stats on who dies on a football team, it could be from heat. It could be from drunk driving. It could be a drug overdose. They get shot by the police.
I'm talking about... look, I don't know about the... I'm talking about heat-related death.
Well, the kids at a high school level are going to die quicker because they're younger, they're smaller, they're not as... probably is
they're not as strong, and they maybe they don't have the kind of professional attention. I got to tell you, 20 over 28 years.
Well, what about Nyerson?
Okay. Well, you're telling me Coach Nyerson over at Selander High School has lost five kids a season over 21. Now let me see, that's 100 kids have died from heat exhaustion.
That is correct, but he's won 195 games, 33 losses. Do you know what I would do? Do you know what kind of aberrant behavior I would allow myself to be victimized by in order to... I got to tell you...
Well, that's an impressive record. There's no doubt about it. But I don't know that winning a football game is worth a kid dying.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I would love to have that record, but I can't. And so I will quit. And I think they'll remember me at Belmar Academy and what I've been able to do.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. We're talking here with Vernon Dozier about kids dying on the football field. He'd go gay for a night if he could have this coach's record. This guy's record is 195, 33, and 3. Well, over 28 seasons, having 20 kids die in your football program, or according to him, this guy Nyerson has had 100 kids die from heat exhaustion in 21 seasons. And he says that's acceptable when you're looking for a championship. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Are you going to be sorry to leave Belmar Academy?
Oh, I'll be very sorry to leave Belmar, Phil. I gave 29 seasons of my life to Belmar Academy. But if they can't let us do the job we have to do on the football field, because you got to get it done between the lines, and if they're going to make us back off. Now, I don't want children to die. I want to make that very clear.
I mean, you've had a lot of kids die while you've been coach.
Not as many as some coaches. You keep hitting that over the head a little bit too hard. I've had a few.
20 kids in 28 seasons.
Well, but again, we're about winning football games, and if you know, I'm thinking about leaving the school now. It makes me very misty-eyed because... A lot of good times.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Bruce on the... Well, hold on, Bruce. I got to get to this gentleman's car phone was crapping out. Mike? Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
First of all, I think he should quit right now. I think he's a nut. Any coach who's coaching kids that are dying, he's a nut. He needs to be away from kids.
Well,
he doesn't deserve to coach kids.
Wait a second. Dennis Green should quit.
I didn't say that. He's a professional coach. He's not a high school coach.
He had somebody
You're a
die.
Nut.
He had somebody
you belong. You belong not only not near a kid.
Hold on for a minute. You've said that about six times now. You got any other word in your vocabulary besides nut?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you something. Have you got a couple of those in your pants? Good. Now, what I would...
Okay, gentlemen, can we...
No, I want to make the point here. The point is that I have coached for 28 seasons.
The point is dying because you're coaching.
Hey.
That's ridiculous.
28 seasons, Belmar Academy.
I don't care crap about your record.
28 seasons, Belmar Academy has looked
Who
proudly upon me.
Who cares about your record? You shouldn't have coached 10 years.
They named the field after me. Okay.
They should take that field and bury it somewhere.
Dozier Stadium.
They should close that stadium.
And sir, if you ever want to know something about football, you give me a call.
You don't deserve to coach kids. I don't care crap about football.
All right, well, what specifically, in other words, do you think that 20 kids dead? I think that's very high.
Well,
way too high. You don't deserve to be near a kid.
Nobody can give me any reason. Why do you think that's high?
That's way too many.
How do you know?
One kid's too many.
Do you know anything about
that teenage kid you're talking about?
Do you know anything about football?
Are you crazy?
No, wait a second. Do you know anything about the game of football? Yes or no?
I know a lot about football. I know enough. You're comfy coaching all the kids.
You know that kids die when they are in the heat of practice. Kids die. People die.
And you don't care about it. You don't care. You care about your stinking record. That's all you care about.
28 seasons.
You don't deserve to be near a high school kid, let alone coaching them.
Let me ask you something. Have you got a ballpark named after you? No.
That's all you care about. You don't care about the 20 kids that died while you were coaching
What about the 20 boys that are dead as the result of you coaching them?
That was not as the result of me coaching them. That was as the result of heat exhaustion, which can happen to anybody.
You don't care.
It happens every day.
You do not care.
It happens. Yes, of course I care, and I care about those boys. But it happens every day. And if you knew anything
about
football.
Your stinking record.
My stinking record.
Kid, you care about your stinking record and your stinking stadium named after you. You don't deserve to be near a high school kid, sir.
When you get around a few football games, and you give me a call because you don't get
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, sir. You
every
don't deserve
year,
to be near a football game.
Every
you
year.
Absolutely don't deserve to coach a high school kid.
What do you think about that?
Wait a second. Every year kids die from football, okay? In case you don't
kids,
pick up a newspaper.
20 kids.
20
I'm
kids,
talking,
right.
Yeah. I'm not talking
what about
20
Nyerson?
Kids at one place.
What about Nyerson? He had 100 kids die in 20 years.
And he should be shot.
Shot? You're a nut. I'm a nut.
Yeah,
you're a nut.
Okay.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
That guy, let me explain something to you, Phil, if I could.
Go ahead.
I have to field phone calls from parents every week. Pains in the ass parents like this guy.
Okay, can we keep the vituperative comments?
Well, this guy reminds me of parents that call my office once a week. Why isn't my son playing? Why isn't he playing quarterback? How come you don't have him starting? How come you don't have him on? Why don't you try him out at fullback? And all of these pains in the you-know-what, and I think you know the area of the body I'm talking about, pain right back there.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Okay. And I got to put in, that guy sounds like them, you know, and you're a nut, and you're this, and you're that. And, I bet you that guy wouldn't call up and complain about 20 kids dying from heat exhaustion if his damn son was starting at quarterback. Then he'd be, well, you know, coach, whatever the hell you got to do, you got to do it. That's fine with me. 20 kids are in the ground, parked 6 feet under, but my boy's starting. And
well, are you sorry for the deaths of these kids?
Of course I'm sorry. But at least I've got something to show for it. 28 years, Belmar Academy, Division III. We are, people know us, and they come out to our ballpark, Dozier Stadium. That's me, Vernon Dozier. Why? They'll long remember me, and they will name the gymnasium after me. They'll also, my parking space, they will never allow another human being to park there. No other car. I was told that by the father. He said no other car will park in the parking area of where I am. I'm very, very proud of that. That's a record you can be very, very proud of.
All right. I mean, I you know what, sir, I don't mean to denigrate your...
Well, it sounds like you are.
Well, I don't mean to denigrate your experience. But we are talking about life and death here and not just football games. Here is Bruce. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, Bruce.
Phil and Vernon, I'm driving down the road in Houston with my mouth open. I can't believe I'm hearing this.
Believe
I mean,
what?
I played football at Ohio State. I know Corey Stringer, you know, and his family personally.
Well,
I'm just, you know,
I guess you don't know him anymore.
Coach, I'm sorry, but, you know, you sound like, you know, Woody Hayes sounded at the end of his career.
Do you know that they named the planetarium after me on our campus?
That's wonderful, Coach.
What do you find so amusing about having a body of work that is so extensive over a man's lifetime that they have named the planetarium after me?
Well, you know, Coach, maybe at some point in your lifetime,
planetarium,
you'll figure out that maybe the you know, all the football wins in the planetarium and your parking spot that will never be parked in again, it does not measure up to the fact that you're losing a kid a year.
Yeah, a kid a year.
Well, I think your math is off. That's 20 children in 28 seasons.
All right, it's almost a kid a year. It's three. It's a kid every, I don't know when it is. Three kids,
Coach,
you know.
Coach, I mean,
what would that be? A kid for 3 years in a row, and then not a kid, and then a kid 3 years in a row. That's the math of maths. That's
Coach,
the math.
Coach, I'm shocked.
Teach math, okay?
I'm shocked.
Well, whatever it is, three in a year, and then 1 year you take off not killing somebody, okay?
Did you wait? Did you say that I kill people? Did I hear you say that, sir?
No.
Wait a minute, Coach Dozier. You said,
didn't I just hear you say I kill people?
I said you're killing, yeah, kids.
Okay, that is a slanderous remark. That is an actionable remark.
Oh, look it. 28 kids.
I did not kill them. The Heat killed them. And I would ask you to retract that comment.
I don't know how you're still coaching.
I'm coaching because I got results for Belmar Academy. I don't even kill animals, and I'm a vegetarian. Okay?
Coach, can I talk to you for a second?
Who's this? Who are you?
Having a wonderful conversation.
This is the guy Bruce in Houston.
Oh, this guy, right? What do you want? Huh?
Coach.
All right.
Where is Belmar?
Okay. He hung up.
What?
Never mind.
You need to do some wind sprints.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a tickle in my throat. 1-800-449.
I'd run you up and down the stadium.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm sure you would. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Marcy on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Marcy.
Hi. I have a question and a comment for this gentleman. I don't think he gets the point here. If he's a parent, would he give up his own child to win a game? Moreover, would he give up his own life to win a game? I see him as he's dangerous. He has an ego problem. He's equating himself with God, as I see it.
Well, no, ma'am, I'm not. Although I will say again, I don't know that anybody calling the program tonight has had a planetarium named after them, nor that.
Okay, congratulations on that, Coach. Can we stick to the subject? The lady asked a good question. Would you sacrifice the life of your own child?
Well, let me answer that question. 1991, we were in a divisional playoff. My son was playing wide receiver. I ran him on a post route, which meant he had to run directly at the goalpost. This was going to be a quick slant pass. A fade pass. Now, I knew my son would have to run into the goalpost and probably have himself impaled on that thing to catch the pass, but I went ahead and did it anyway. Now, thank God and I thank the Lord in heaven that he's all right, but I ran my son right into a goalpost.
Okay,
does that answer your question? Of course it did. So, in other words,
would you have sacrificed that boy's life?
I didn't know if he was going to walk away from that. He might have died, yeah. But I wanted that game more than anything, and they hoisted me on their shoulders.
More than your son's life.
I beg pardon?
You wanted that game more than your son's life.
Let me tell you, have you ever been hoisted up on people's shoulders and rode off?
You want to be remembered. Who's going to remember these dead children? Are they going to hoist these dead children up over their shoulders?
Well, I think that would be in bad taste. And I think
not literally. Good Lord.
No, I'm answering the lady's question. No, who's
their memory.
A dead body over their shoulders. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm talking about their memory over your shoulders. Who's going to remember these dead children?
Ma'am, I guess their families, but I would ask you this. Have you ever known the joy of having a huge bucket of Gatorade dumped on you? No, you haven't. Have you ever had Gatorade poured on you?
What has that got to do with these dead children and your ego problem?
My ego problem.
Well, you're talking about your parking space. No one will ever park in it. Dozier Stadium, the planetarium, and now the joys of having Gatorade. And what do you mean they won't hoist dead kids over their shoulders?
She asked me, will they hoist up some dead kids?
No, she didn't.
Their memory dumpster.
I'd like the answer to my question. Have you had Gatorade dumped on you? No? Okay.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we have a couple of people for Coach Dozier who are affiliated with football programs or know somebody who is. Would you want to talk to a coach?
Yeah.
I'm asking you, Coach Dozier, would you mind talking to a coach or someone who knows something about, you know?
Well, I don't need, nobody's got anything to teach me about football.
I'm not saying that, but they have their own takes on how they train kids.
That's fine. They can give me their opinion, but I dare any of them to match my record.
No, I know you're going to have a. I know that you're going to have a planetarium named after you. And
well, you say that like that's some kind of a joke. The Dozier Meditation Gardens and the gym wall, sir. They're going to retire at my school, and this is the first time I wore an athletic support. They're going to retire my cup, and that will be at the
End of the season.
That is correct.
1-800-449-8686. Hold on for a minute, Mike. I want to go over here to Dominique. Go ahead, Dominique.
Oh, sure.
Dominique?
Hello, yes.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
I was just wondering what record is he proud of, the kids dying or his football record? Because he sounds pretty proud of both of them.
Well, ma'am, obviously I'm not proud of kids dying, but I will tell you this. Football is a tough game, and it teaches you toughness. Now, I don't know whether you know anything about football, but...
I know. I grew up watching,
yeah.
Playing.
Have you played?
I'm a tomboy, and I'm proud of football.
Yeah.
But
I'm
from California also. Excuse me, sir.
Right.
I'm from California myself.
But you never played football, see?
I've never played, but all my family has, and I watched it. And I went to every single game.
Every fat ass sitting out there has watched it. Every beer hound out there has watched it, you know.
Go ahead. Don't.
Well, I'm just saying, every guy with a beer belly has watched football.
My school has a better record than you guys. We're from California, too, and we have no fatalities.
How many kids have died at your football school?
Zero. Zero fatalities.
Uh-huh. And how well do you do?
How well do we have a better record than you guys?
How do you know?
What,
I haven't even told you what our record is, so how do you know?
That's all you're talking about.
I didn't tell us all.
Excuse me. You know what I mean? Don't be so proud of your kids dying. And at least acknowledge their death. I mean, gosh, what's your problem?
First of all, Dominique, flag football doesn't count, okay? You're talking about
flag
your football.
Football.
Yeah. Okay, number
flag
two.
Football.
Yeah, yeah. You playing flag football with the girls, that's, you know. Number two, 308 games I coached over 28-year season. I won 140 of them. Yeah, two-hand touch.
Well, are you going to acknowledge
Dominique,
kids that have died?
Dominique.
Excuse me, a guy has died.
You want to do me a favor?
And this is what the whole show's about.
No.
You're so
that's right.
Hard.
I mean, you're talking...
No, I just want her to know that her two-hand touch football career, whoopee-doo, you know. that's great. Yeah.
Dude, you're a joke. You're
I'm a joke.
Joke. I'm
Wait
sorry.
A second.
Yes,
Wait a second.
You're a joke.
When I finally
you know
walk
what?
Off
that
the field...
Guy,
when
that
the
one
final...
man was right that field should be burned,
or they should burn
that sign down, because you don't deserve to have a field named after you. I'm sorry.
When I walk off for the last time and the last whistle sounds in the autumn evening, Dozier Stadium falls
good.
Silent.
And when you retired, hopefully they give you some Darvocet, Percodin, something to drug you up so your mind can be a little bit right.
You know something,
you
ma'am?
You not right.
I'm not right.
No,
when they
you're
take,
not.
They're going to take a picture of me, a silhouette of me against the evening sky as I walk off the field.
And it's going to be under the definition of insanity. That's where they're going to put it, because you're insane, sir.
How
you're
am
insane.
I insane?
20 kids in 28 years. 20 kids in 28 years. How can we get this through to you? 20 boys have died in 28 years.
And
28 years.
Do you really understand?
Okay, 28 boys died. They're going to retire my jock strap. Okay,
that's 40
a boy
parents.
Dies.
That's
all right.
40 parents that
well,
are grieving
40
for
parents
those boys.
Are grieving for 20 boys that died, okay?
Wait a second. All right, let's take one boy dies, but they name the stadium after me. That equals that out. One boy dies, they retire my jock strap. That's another one that he was. Yeah, that's
you're,
funny.
You're a joke. You
one
know
boy
what?
Dies.
You're
and
a
they
joke.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you
joke.
Saying that them retiring your jock equals somebody's life?
I'm saying that that boy can be proud wherever he is, heaven or hell. And I'm not anybody's
God.
No, he can be proud to know that my jock is hanging on the wall. And it,
why would his family give a crap? Why don't
oh
you invite the
God.
Yeah, invite the parents of this poor dead kid over. Hey, look at my jock.
They were going to bronze it. And hang-
yeah, come on over and look at my bronze jock hanging on the wall for your son.
I will sign a petition. I will sign any petition for that field to be named something else. I will
no.
sign anything
no
for you
they
not
promised
to be a coach
Dozier
anymore.
Field.
Thank
they,
you, Lord. Thank you that you're not going to college or you're not going to the pros. I appreciate. Oh man,
I got an interview.
Thank you. You're not coaching for the Niners.
Oh really? Oh,
thank
I got an
Lord.
Interview with the. I got an interview with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So
yeah, well,
I'll
good
sign
luck.
Anything I sign, I'll do anything.
They
to
hang my jock on. Let me tell you something. Until you get a jock strap hung on a wall, and it obviously won't happen in your
sorry,
in your case,
but I don't.
Yeah.
I don't got the thing. Sorry, but
yeah, that's
I
right.
Got more balls than you. At least I would. At least I would acknowledge. That those boys have
what's your
died.
Record? What's your record?
What?
What was your record over 28
seasons?
No, I'm asking the coach. What was your record, coach, over 28 seasons?
308 games. We won 140 of them. We had some breaks, but win or lose, those boys walked off the field having left their guts out there. And if that means I got to kill another three of them this year, I'll tell you something.
Wait a minute. 308 games, you won 140. That's not even a batting average of 500.
Bull crap.
Bull crap? 308. And out of those 140, I bet you even Dominique knows her arithmetic. What is that? That's less than 50%, isn't it?
No, that's 50%.
No, it isn't. 150 and 150 is 300.
Look, this is football. We don't use batting averages, dickhead.
You know, I...
How dare you?
Well, yeah, he's a joke. He's a joke. And you know what? This is a good thing to put out right now because, you know, he... He doesn't even know where he's at.
Hey, you listen
right
to her.
Now.
She, you know, she comes off the flag football field. She don't even know what she's talking about.
Flag football field. Hey, but I watched it, brother. And
yeah,
you know what?
Okay.
At
go
least
play
I,
some
at least
six.
I acknowledge,
yeah, go play
know?
Some six women a side basketball. Okay.
All right. Look.
Hey,
it.
But at least we have more balls than you.
All right.
I'm sorry,
thank you very much for your call. I got to move on, Mike. I understand you're a coach, an area high school football coach. Is that correct?
For 8 years now, this is my eighth season.
Yes, sir.
And I have never had a problem with anybody even being rushed to the hospital from heat exhaustion. And I think this guy is
well, I mean, if you're
crazy.
If you're associated with a program of losers, that's your business. I don't know what program you're associated with, Coach, but I can
well,
tell you.
Well, we won the title one year, and nobody went to the hospital. Not only that, you mentioned
nobody.
The field was named after.
Nobody vomit? Did anybody vomit?
We had that occasionally.
Okay, now you can look with pride on that.
And look with
and
pride.
And I did. But
you
nobody
liked it when
died.
Nobody what? No one died?
No one died, and did, I'm proud of that.
Are you got a field named after you? Well, you know something? I will tell you this much. I would go gay for one night, maybe with you, if I could have a record at over 21 seasons, 195 wins, 33 losses, and 3 ties like Coach Nyerson.
Don't say that unless you mean it.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I do mean it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Brian, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Coach Dozier, I understand your intensity of the game.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. It
All
doesn't
right.
get
you,
much hotter here than it does anywhere else in the world.
You folks know your football out there, too.
Well, what
well,
I got to
I got to deal with all these California parents. They don't know football.
Well, I'm kind of misled on I don't understand why a life has to be sacrificed for a game and here's where I'm going with this.
Go ahead, Brian, tell me.
If we're gonna sacrifice
right.
anything for a game,
right.
why can't we change our social life, our social hours? And for example, these kids could come to school or during the summer, during 2-a-days, and I'm an athlete myself.
Right.
Why couldn't they come to 2-a-days at, let's say, midnight and then work out till 4 o'clock in the morning and then go home, get some rest, come back at you know, 8 o'clock in the morning and work out till 10? I just don't understand why anything as far as a human life.
Come back
life,
at, you're starting at midnight and you're going until 10 a.m.
Well,
the
even
hell,
at 10 a.m.
That's 8 hours. We don't work from 8 hours. You're going to kill somebody doing that, see?
Well, what I'm getting at, Coach,
you know,
is...
You want to kill somebody, Everybody don't want me to kill nobody.
Well,
now, I said I would show up at midnight, but not for football. You got something else in mind. Now, eight of the 20 kids that died, they died at the after-game party. So you got to understand something here. Eight of the kids that died, they died shooting tequila. It had nothing to do with...
What?
Okay.
You see, that's just it. You wouldn't let me... But he wouldn't let me say. You see, you thought I killed those kids.
Well, wait a second. You had eight players...
Okay. Phil, this is what I'm getting at. See, I think there's some other things involved.
What is involved here?
Eight of the kids that died during my 28 years, I had 20 boys die on our football program. Eight of them died after an all-night tequila shooting contest. Okay.
An all-night tequila shooting contest.
That's correct. Okay, Brian, you know what I'm saying, right, buddy?
Yes, sir, and I'm...
Where were these parties?
My house.
Oh, Jesus.
The parties were at your house?
Unfortunately, yeah. I was stupid. I was very stupid in those days.
Well, Coach Dozier, I accept your incompetence on the party. And
I was stupid in those days. I said, come on, let's do some shots.
The fact that you admitted that, that's one thing.
Thank you.
The lives of these kids that died from tequila.
Were you ever incarcerated for this?
Huh?
Were you ever charged with a crime for feeding underage boys tequila, then they die?
Let me tell you something about a man that dies after drinking tequila. And, Brian, I think you could relate to this, you being a Texan. You go out having a hell of a lot of fun. You die with a smile on your face. And if I could give those boys that...
Coach, I really think you're headed in the wrong direction.
I'm what? I'm headed in the wrong direction.
If you died in World War II, and you got your legs and your arms blown off, and you're an invalid for the rest of your life,
you died
for your country.
I hear you.
But you're talking about, Coach, dying for a game.
The eight guys didn't die for a game. They died playing pool.
I understand. But, Coach, what I'm getting at is...
They were football players. They're my house shooting pool. And then
well, what are you doing feeding them tequila?
Coach,
I'm the one with the jock strap getting hung on the wall, not you.
Coach.
Yes, sir.
We got to stick to the reality.
Yes, sir.
This is a game. It's not to die for your country, to keep your people free,
or to
keep somebody from invading your household, lose your civil rights.
But I got to tell you, Brian.
Coach, it's a game.
Well, that's true, Brian, but I got to tell you, I believe I'm heading in the right direction in some ways, because the direction that I'm heading in is I'm having my jock hung from the rafters at our gym, and they will retire my jock strap.
What kind of a goofy school do you go to that they're retiring your jock strap?
I don't have a jersey. What are they supposed to do?
How about your whistle? How about your hat? How about your jacket?
Is that my voice? That sounds great. Can I hear that? Brian, turn that up, will you?
No, I'm sorry. My daughter turned the radio
up. That sounded so good. I could just love to hear myself going, my jock strap, you know. But seriously,
Coach,
no, Brian,
Coach,
I know you love football. I know you're a man who loves football. I know you're a man who understands football.
What I'm trying to get at, and
by the way,
no,
they would not retire my whistle because I think whistles are for pussies, so I don't use a whistle.
Oh, I see.
I understand, but
in a football game, if a guy has a penalty, I'll just go, "Hey, you, get out of there, man! You have a penalty."
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Can you relate to my point?
Yes, I can, Brian. I've been relating.
Football is a game. It's a hobby. It's
an
extracurricular activity.
It's not a
life and death situation.
I believe that you're right, except Belmar Academy. Our pastor is Father James, and I don't know if you're Catholic, Brian. I'm not Catholic. I am Episcopalian myself, but football is very serious among the Catholics. The Catholics, they got a crazed look in their eye. They like to drink, that's for starters. And then they get a crazed look in their face like Notre Dame, Boston College. You know what I'm saying, Brian?
Yes,
and when you get a priest up in your face and he's breathing Dewar's scotch all over your face and you can smell a stink of the whiskey on his breath, and you know that guy is either going to have your ass in a sling by 6 o'clock that night or you're going to put a winning football team on the field. Them damn Catholics, they do it every time to me.
Don't ever play for no Catholic.
Don't ever play for no Catholic school. Don't go to no Catholic school because those sons of bitches. And that G.D. Newt Rockne, God damn. Oh, I can't.
Wait a second. I happen to have been raised.
What I'm getting at is.
Don't play for Southern Methodist either because they cheat.
Coach, but do you not agree with the fact that.
Are you still here, man? You are boring me to death.
Okay, look, we got to get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I don't know what it is about Catholics and football, but there does seem to be a connection there between Catholics and football. By the way, this is the Phil Hendry Show, and this is the show where I do all the voices. I was doing the voice of Vernon Dozier there. I was doing the voice of that football coach. So those of you who are new to the show, you got,
wait, I heard you, then I heard a man.
That was me, too.
Yeah, what?
That's exactly what, that's the kind of response we get. And no, no kids died over the last 28 years in any guy's football program, and there ain't no Belmar Academy. And there is a Glendale, although sometimes we wish that there wasn't, although a lot of times we're glad that there is. But he did say one thing about that whole don't play no football for no Catholic. Because they really love their football. I went to a Catholic high school for 3 years. Then I went to a public high school my senior year. And shockingly, the Catholic high school I went to had no football program. It was LaSalle High School in Pasadena. Now they do. Now they not only have football, it's co-ed. So in other words, I went there when it was really a lot of fun. All boys and no football. That's great. And then I split and I find out co-ed football. And then my senior year, I went to Arcadia High, and they have football. Then there's Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, and they're baloney. And then there is, and I say baloney with all due respect, but sort of, it's kind of baloney. I mean, you know something, I may have been raised Catholic, but I was still a USC and UCLA fan growing up out in California. No way when Notre Dame came to town did I all of a sudden go, yeah, bitchin'. And I knew people. Catholic people in, for instance, California, anywhere, it doesn't matter where, Florida, New York, they didn't even go to school there. They're Notre Dame fans, and they shift their allegiance when Notre Dame comes to town. Not me. No way. I go out to the Coliseum, watch SC put it on those guys. Loved it. Who else plays ball? Catholic. BC, Boston College. Is Tulane a Catholic school? Maybe I'm really pissing some people off now because Tulane's in New Orleans. We're on in New Orleans, and I can't run. Loyola. Loyola plays ball. I don't know, but I know they're all over the freaking place, Catholics and their football. And especially, Mike, you went to Notre Dame out in the Valley, right? Notre Dame High School, not Notre Dame the college. Mike didn't get out of college. Yes, you did. They play, you know, Crespi, all the local area Catholic high schools. They really put a high emphasis on football. I don't know what it is. It must have been that whole Notre Dame Newt Rockne thing. When Newt Rockne, you know, and what do Newt Rockne? Who's named Newt? You know, you'd think somebody out of respect would name their kid Newt. All these rock stars and movie stars who name their kids really messed up names like God and China and stuff like that. Why don't you name your kid Newt? Who named their kid, they've got a name, Elvis. Somebody named their kid Elvis or Presley. And by the way, the Hail Mary, what's that all about? That's more Catholic crap, huh? Long ball, he's trying to Hail Mary, yeah. And the Our Father and the Stations of the Cross. All right, it's second down. They're running that Stations of the Cross left side. Oh, it's the Shroud of Turin. Yes, indeed, folks. We got a lot of Catholic crap going on in this ball game today. All right, second down, and they got 2 yards to go. Handing the ball off there. Looks like on Our Father, man, and three Hail Marys. What'd he do? He kissed a nun. Okay. By the way, the number one rated Phil Hendry Show, Best of the Year 2000 CD and Picture Disc Vinyl, 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Thank you.